All right, so AI wearables, huh? Seems like everyone and their dog's got an opinion on them these days.
It's understandable, right? It's one thing to have AI doing its thing in the cloud, but when it's literally on you, that hits different.
And that's why we're diving deep with tech journalist Marco Van Hearn, who's actually strapped these gadgets on and lived to tell the tale. He's got a knack for cutting through the marketing hype and getting real, which is what we're all about.
Exactly. Because let's face it, the gap between what these companies promise and what they deliver can be significant.
Case in point,
Yeah.
the Rainio X2 Lite. On paper, augmented reality, AI assistant, the whole nine yards. Sounds like something straight out of, well, the future.
Yeah, the future we were promised, not necessarily the one we got.
Because instead of Iron Man, we get,
Missy.
Missy, the dancing anime schoolgirl chatbot. Gotta love those early design choices. Marco couldn't even order a coffee without this virtual assistant trying to steal the show.
And it's not just about questionable aesthetics. Missy's limited field of vision meant Marco had to keep moving his head to interact with her. It highlights a fundamental challenge with AR. If you break that natural flow of vision, even for a second, the illusion is shattered.
It kind of makes you wonder, are we trying to cram too much into these devices before the tech is really there?
It's the classic hype cycle, isn't it? Everyone's chasing the next big thing, and sometimes user experience gets lost in the shuffle.
Which brings us to another device, the Rewind Pendant, that takes a different approach. Instead of visual augmentation, it focuses on audio, recording everything you say in here.
The ultimate, I wish I had that gadget for anyone who's ever had a brilliant idea vanish into thin air.
Right. But then you start thinking, wait, it's recording everything. That's a whole lot of data.
And that's where things get really interesting, ethically speaking.
Because on one hand, you've got this incredible technology miniaturized to the point where it's practically invisible.
But on the other hand, you've got this digital record of, well, your life.
And that raises all sorts of questions about privacy, consent, who has access to that information, even if it is encrypted.
Exactly. Rewind claims they're all about user consent, data security, the whole nine yards.
But it still makes you wonder, are we comfortable with that level of information being out there, even if it's supposedly secure?
It's a trade-off, isn't it? Peace of mind knowing you'll never forget a brilliant idea versus, well, Big Brother potentially listening in. And that's not even getting into the implications for the people around you who might not have consented to being recorded.
It's a minefield, for sure. But it's also a conversation we need to have because these issues aren't going away anytime soon. Now, let's move from the potentially concerning to the surprisingly practical, shall we? Marco also tested out the Ray-Ban,
Meta AI glasses.
which is interesting because this is the same guy who just got done battling a dancing anime schoolgirl in public. You'd think he'd swear off wearables for life after that.
Right, you'd think so, but that's what's so great about Marco's approach. He goes in with a healthy dose of skepticism, but also an open mind.
And in the case of these glasses, something shifted for him. He started as a self-proclaimed glasshole, but then tack. Wait, don't leave us hanging. Did he actually have a change of heart?
He did, to a certain extent. He was surprised by how much he appreciated the discreet design. They blend in, which is a big deal for wearables if you want people to actually wear them.
Yeah, no one wants to look like they just stepped out of a cyberpunk novel just to walk down the street.
Exactly. And the audio features, seamlessly integrated into everyday tasks like listening to podcasts or taking calls, really won him over.
It makes you realize that sometimes the most impactful tech is the stuff that just works quietly and seamlessly in the background of our lives.
It's like those clunky Bluetooth headsets from a few years ago. The tech wasn't bad, but the execution.
Yeah, not exactly a fashion statement. But these glasses, they're almost invisible, which is both cool and kind of creepy when you think about what they're capable of.
Indeed. It's a balancing act, isn't it? For AI wearables to become truly mainstream, they need to practically disappear in a way.
Not literally, of course, unless you're going for that whole invisibility cloak vibe. But they need to integrate seamlessly into our lives, both aesthetically and functionally.
And they need to do it in a way that respects our privacy and autonomy.
Which brings us to perhaps the most immersive and potentially disruptive experience of them all. Marco's deep dive into VR with the Meta Quest 3 and the Immersed app.
This is where the future of work conversation really heats up.
The idea of swapping your desk for a limitless virtual workspace, working from anywhere, endless screens, it sounds both amazing and a little terrifying.
It's a lot to process, for sure. And I think Marco's experience highlights both the incredible potential and the very real challenges of this technology.
Because as much as we love to focus on the shiny new tech, The reality is sometimes it's not quite ready for prime time.
True. But those early adopter experiences, the bumps in the road, they're all part of the process, right?
For sure. And that's what makes this deep dive so valuable. We get to learn from Marco's misadventures.
And hopefully avoid some of those pitfalls ourselves as we navigate this brave new world of AI wearables.
And that's where Marco's insights become so valuable, right? Because he went beyond the demo, beyond the marketing materials. He actually lived with this thing.
And discovered that while the promise of endless virtual screens working from anywhere is super alluring, the reality is we're not quite there yet.
He talks about like actual physical discomfort, eye strain, the pressure of the headset itself,
Little
stuff you don't really think about when you're watching those slick product videos.
It's easy to get caught up in the wow factor and forget that we're still talking about strapping a device to your face for hours on end. Ergonomics matter, even in the digital world, right?
Totally. I mean, you wouldn't sit in a chair that gave you back pain all day. Why should our virtual workspaces be any different?
Exactly. And that's why user feedback is so crucial at this stage. Developers need to know what works for people, what needs improvement, before VR can become a truly viable way to work for most people.
It makes you wonder, too, about the social side of all this, right?
Yeah.
Imagine being in a meeting where instead of seeing your colleagues' faces, you're looking at a bunch of, well, avatars.
It's going to be interesting to see how virtual etiquette evolves. Do the same social norms apply in those spaces? Do we need new ones? It's a whole new world, and we're all still figuring it out as we go.
Especially since, right now anyway, most of those avatars still look like they belong in a video game. I don't know about you, but I'm not quite ready to rock that look on my morning commute.
That's a key difference between something like the Quest and those Ray-Ban Meta glasses. One's designed for full immersion, the other for integration. And that subtle difference might be what determines which path these wearables take to the mainstream.
It's funny you say that because as cool as the Quest sounds for certain tasks, I can't imagine wearing it all day every day. Whereas those glasses, they kind of fade into the background.
And that's by design. As technology advances, it often becomes less about flashy features and more about seamless integration. The less we notice a device, the more likely we are to use it, right?
It's like the difference between a clunky desktop computer and a smartphone. Both powerful tools, but one's with you all the time, practically an extension of yourself.
Precisely. And with the Ray-Bans focusing on audio augmentation Claire calls, more immersive podcasts, they're tapping into something people already do constantly, listening.
It's that whole solving a problem you didn't know you had approach. Instead of drastically changing our behavior, it enhances what we're already doing.
And it does it discreetly, which is a whole other conversation about privacy. Just because we can make tech almost invisible doesn't mean we should, right?
Right. Transparency is key. Users need to know what data is being collected, how it's being used, and have the ability to opt out if they're not comfortable.
Absolutely. Trust is paramount, especially as these devices become more sophisticated, more integrated into our lives. It's a conversation that needs to happen alongside the technological development, not as an afterthought.
Otherwise, we end up in this weird place where we're constantly suspicious of the very technology that's supposed to be making our lives better.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be a shame because as we've seen with both the good and the, well, that was interesting, experiences Marco has shared, there's a lot of potential here.
Absolutely. It's a balancing act, finding that sweet spot between innovation, user experience, and ethical considerations. And it's a conversation worth having because as AI wearables continue to evolve, the choices we make today will shape the world we live in tomorrow.
And it kind of brings us to the heart of it, doesn't it? We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of different devices, but what does this all mean for the average person?
That's the question we should all be asking ourselves. It's easy to get caught up in the hype cycle, the latest and greatest gadget, but technology at its core should improve our lives in a meaningful way.
Right.
So how do we do that? How do we cut through the noise and figure out what really matters when it comes to this stuff? You know, AI wearables.
Well, it starts with asking the right questions,
yeah.
Right? Like, does this thing actually solve a problem I have? Or is it just a shiny new toy I'll play with for a week and then forget about it?
Right. Right. Because it's easy to get seduced by the cool factor. But at the end of the day,
it's got to be functional. It's got to fit into your life. And not just technologically speaking. We've got to think about the ethical side of things, too. Totally. We're not just talking about buying a new phone here. These devices, they're literally on our bodies, collecting data, potentially influencing how we interact with the world. It's a whole different ballgame.
It's a paradigm shift. We've gone from tools we hold to devices that are becoming extensions of ourselves. And that's kind of scary, but also Kind of exciting, don't you think?
No, absolutely. It's like those sci-fi movies where humans and machines start to merge. What seemed impossible a few years ago is suddenly becoming our reality.
And we get to decide how that story unfolds. Not completely, of course, but we have a say. We choose which devices we invite into our lives, which ones we're not ready for.
Like Marco with the Ray-Bans, right?
Yeah.
He went for that subtle augmentation over a full-blown VR experience, and that's a valid choice.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that technology should adapt to us, not the other way around. We don't need to become cyborgs overnight. We can integrate these advancements gradually, thoughtfully, always asking ourselves, what are my values? What's important to me?
It's like finding that sweet spot between embracing the future and staying true to ourselves,
Right.
not letting the tech dictate who we become.
Well said. And that brings us to a really crucial point. As we're evaluating these AI wearables, it's not just about specs and features, and it's not even about design, really. It's about the bigger questions these devices force us to ask about ourselves.
About our relationship with technology, our values, our boundaries. It's heavy stuff.
It is, but they're vital conversations to have because the choices we make today, both individually and as a society, they're going to shape the kind of world we live in tomorrow.
A world where tech can either empower us, connect us, and maybe even help us become more human.
Or it can become this thing we're constantly battling, constantly suspicious of, and nobody wants that.
Definitely not. So, folks, as you navigate this wild world of AI wearables, remember, knowledge is power. Do your research, ask tough questions, and don't be afraid to say no to a device if it doesn't feel right. And on that note, we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.